From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama formally announces his next chief of staff.
Today I am proud to announce the appointment of an experienced public servant, a devoted patriot, my friend, fellow Chicagoan, Bill Daley, to serve as my chief of staff.
William Daley is the brother of Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley. The new chief of staff has a strong business connection at a time when the administration is trying to strengthen ties with corporate America. Daley served as Commerce Secretary during the Clinton administration and most recently as executive of J.P. Morgan Chase. The shopping blitz that gave retailers reason to celebrate over the holidays appears to be dying down. NPR's Giles Snyder reports retail sales dragged in December.
Evidence that consumers have retreated after flocking to stores after Thanksgiving comes in the form of sales reports for December. Many of the top American retailers missed Wall Street expectations. The post-Christmas blizzard on the East Coast is getting some of the blame. So are early holiday season discounts, which prompted consumers to get their shopping done before the December rush. Looking forward, retail analyst Britt Beamer of America's Research Group expects retail sales to be a little better than usual in January because consumers are in better financial shape. But he says gasoline is among the wild cards.
29% of consumers say if gasoline hits $4 a gallon, they're going to have to start cutting back even more.
The International Council of Shopping Centers says overall, holiday spending rose 3.8% from last year, the best showing since 2006. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The government of Pakistan says it will roll back a rise in fuel prices that stirred public outrage and fractured the ruling coalition in parliament. NPR's Corey Flintoff tells us the move could help ease Pakistan's political turmoil.
As of the first of the year, Pakistan's government allowed fuel prices to rise by 9% in a bid to reduce the country's growing deficit. The move was widely unpopular, and it gave opposition political parties an issue they could use to attack the government. On Sunday, a key party walked out of their ruling coalition, leaving the prime minister without a majority in parliament. Analysts say the decision to roll back fuel prices may help stave off political defeat for the government, but it will also drive Pakistan deeper into debt. It could endanger a loan from the International Monetary Fund, which is propping up Pakistan's economy. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
Emergency personnel are on the scene of two government buildings in Maryland after reports of suspicious packages in Hanover and Annapolis. Police say there were no explosions and no serious injuries. The latest from Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 40 points at 11,685. From Washington, this is NPR News. The U.S. is deploying 1,400 additional Marines to Afghanistan. They'll head out within weeks. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Dave Lappin says the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, is sending more combat forces in hopes of shoring up gains made in Afghanistan. A year ago, President Obama approved a troop surge of 30,000, but he said Gates could deploy up to 3,000 more troops if the need arose. American forces are expected to start pulling out of Afghanistan in July. In China, the local authorities have blamed battery factories after at least 200 local children were found to have lead poisoning. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, this case is just the latest in a string of heavy metal poisonings.
Lead poisoning has hospitalized more than 20 children in Anhui Province's Huaining County. At least 200 are reported to have elevated lead levels. This can impair brain development, causing learning difficulties. The children were living close to two battery factories, which according to Chinese law should be a certain distance from residential areas. Such cases can unleash widespread public anger. 2 years ago, protesters attacked a smelting works, which they blame for poisoning more than 600 children. But in profit-hungry China, safety standards are often ignored in the pursuit of wealth, even when protecting the most vulnerable members of society. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The latest look at unemployment numbers shows an increase in applications. Today, the Labor Department announced applications rose last week by 18,000 to a seasonally adjusted 409,000. This comes a week after those figures dropped to their lowest level in 2 years. This is NPR.